Normal's Heartland Community College is one of two schools set to receive millions of dollars in investments from the state to set up new training programs in manufacturing. Christine Hatfield reports Heartland is collaborating with electric automaker Rivian on a first-of-its-kind program.
Heartland Community College and Southwestern Illinois College will receive $7.5 million each from the state over the next few years for programs on electric vehicles, energy storage, and precision manufacturing. That'll make associate degrees in industrial and electric vehicle technology available to students in Normal. Heartland President Keith Corneal says the Electric Vehicle Energy Storage Manufacturing Training Academy, or EVES for short, will give students an affordable path toward living and working in the community.
We are making investments to shape a community that supports homegrown talent because these students enter the workforce directly.
Speaking at a press conference in Normal, Governor J.B. Pritzker says he wants workers to be prepared for an influx of manufacturing jobs into the state.
I'm committed to building an Illinois that is focused on the high-quality skilled labor and developing that so that we can maintain our manufacturing prowess for generations to come.
Pritzker is also pushing back against concerns over high business taxes deterring companies from coming to Illinois. He says that's just one part of the costs of running a business.
If you've got a labor force that can do the job that you need, that's very important to most businesses. It's more important than just saying, is there a 0.5% tax difference between one state or another?
Rivian, for example, has a manufacturing plant in Normal, and its first EVs will be delivered to customers in a few months. It's expected to have around 1,800 employees by June. James Chen is Rivian's vice president of public policy. He says the state is leading the way in serving electric vehicle manufacturers and workers. Chen says the company's collaboration with Heartland on training programs is an example of that.
We are only in the early stages of electric transportation revolution, and competition for skilled workers will only increase. Participants in this academy can be confident that their skills will be highly valued for years to come.
Sylvia Garcia, who's acting director of the Illinois Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, says she wants the state to be able to play a role in the global economy.
Companies tell us all the time about their need for workers trained in the latest technologies so they can enhance their productivity and global competitiveness. We know that Illinois workers can deliver if given the right resources to do so.
Brian Durham is the executive director of the Illinois Community College Board. Durham says the state's investments will allow schools like Heartland to keep up with innovations in manufacturing so they can continue to serve the companies that come to the state.
Community colleges already bring to the table significant faculty expertise to the variety of program areas that they work in. Illinois community colleges add skills to our workforce and boost the competitiveness of our businesses.
Governor Pritzker praised State Representative Dan Brady of Bloomington for his role in making the programs reality. Pritzker says for all that Republicans and Democrats disagree on, he says there's much the parties do agree on.
Sometimes behind closed doors, we're talking to one another and working together to try to figure out what's the best thing to do to grow our economy, and particularly to get us out of this pandemic-induced economic challenge that we face.
I'm Christine Hatfield.
Heartland Community College is hoping to start its electric vehicle program in collaboration with Rivian by this fall. The college expects to start the energy storage program and have permanent facilities in place for the new certificates and degrees by 2023.